Blackstone Audio presents Once Upon a Grind by Cleo Coyle. This book is read by Rebecca Gibble. There are two means of refuge from the miseries of life: music and cats. Albert Schweitzer. This book is dedicated to the memory of Turtle, a little New York stray who brought joy to our lives for 19 years. She sat on my lap through the writing of every tale in that time, including this one. If you ever find yourself in the wrong story, leave. Mo Willems, Goldilocks and the Three Dinosaurs. Prologue. Turn back, young maiden fair. Linger not in the murderer's lair. The Brothers Grimm, The Robber Bridegroom. In the fading light of the dying day, the princess glided along the tree-lined path, gossamer gowns sparkling as if sprinkled with fairy dust. When she reached the oak bridge, she stopped.
"This way,"
the predator called. The princess studied the shadows. Little white teeth gnawed at pink fingernails. Finally, she stepped off the path onto uncertain ground. She had agreed to this meeting in the Ramble, the oldest section of Central Park. There were towering trees here and menacing boulders, cloudy streams and historic bridges. Most of all, there were 38 acres of landscape magic, rustic paths that made an entire city disappear.
Did you make a decision?
The princess asked, her sweet voice betraying